Now to close up. Farmers are being urged to protect their livestock with foot rot continuing to spread across the country. The disease is appearing in some areas for the first time in decades. I caught up with the Livestock Biosecurity Network's Dr. Patrick Kluver, who has some tips on preventing its spread.
The message I think farmers have got to be always vigilant about foot rot. Foot rot is always a risk. And certainly that we've done a terrific job at controlling foot rot in New South Wales and South Australia, but there still is foot rot exists there, so always be vigilant.
Okay, and as you said, areas where we thought we'd been free of this for decades are now starting to pop up. You know, the need for vigilance now is greater than ever.
That's right. So if the unseasonally wet winter and spring, we've certainly seen foot rot up here, sort of in areas we haven't seen it for a long time. And the same thing happened a couple of years ago up on the Murray, where we had a really wet summer. And what foot rot requires is a warm, wet, moist environment. So when we get the right conditions, we'll see the disease express really well.
Okay, and I guess the biggest danger for farmers is, you know, any new sheep entering their fields. They're the ones that bring the disease in?
Yep, that's right. So foot rot's carried in by sheep. So to get foot rot, you normally have to have some incursion from a sheep, either from a neighbour or buy some in. So some strict biosecurity protocols are required. And that's quite simple. Make sure you inspect the sheep, make sure you ask for a sheep health statement, and make sure that you keep them isolated so they're not going to actually, so until you're sure they've got haven't got foot rot, keep them isolated from the rest of the flock. And that'll be up to a good spread period, which will be the end of spring.
Okay, and if farmers notice that perhaps they're seeing some symptoms of foot rot, what should be their first steps?
If the farmer notices they've got lame sheep, the first step is to actually have a look at the sheep themselves. If they suspect they've got foot rot by examining the sheep, and there's lots of causes, different causes of lameness, of course, but foot rot is quite specific, is to actually get it diagnosed and diagnosed correctly by a veterinarian or an experienced stock inspector. So foot rot is notifiable in most states, except for Tasmania, so make sure you get it diagnosed. And the sooner you know what you're dealing with, the sooner you can actually take steps to controlling it. Foot rot is not going to disappear by itself. You've actually got to do something about it. And the time to do something about it across a dry, non-spread period like the summer, and then have a professional who's actually performed foot rot eradication before you to make sure it's eradicated over that summer. I think a lot of the time people will procrastinate about foot rot, getting it diagnosed, but as soon as you get it diagnosed, then you can really try to get it eradicated. Now, people try to eradicate themselves, and some people are successful, but it's actually a big effort, and you have much better success rate if you actually use a contractor who's done a course or accredited, and they have the right equipment and the right experience and the right know-how to actually eradicate foot rot.
And that's the state of the country. I'm Liam Denny. Good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.